Sirach, chapter 32. Have they made you ruler of a feast? Be not lifted up, be you amongst them as one of them, take thought for them, and so sit down. And when you have done all your office, take your place, that you may be gladdened on their account, and receive a crown for your well-ordering. Speak, you that are the elder, for it becomes you, but with sound knowledge, and hinder not music. Pour not out talk where there is a performance of music, and display not your wisdom out of season. As a signet of carbuncle in a setting of gold, so is a concert of music in a banquet of wine. As a signet of emerald in a work of gold, so is a strain of music with pleasant wine. Speak, young man, if there be need of you, yet scarcely if you be twice asked. Sum up your speech, many things in few words, be as one that knows and yet holds his tongue. If you be amongst great men, behave not as their equal, and when another is speaking, make not much babbling. Lightning speeds before thunder, and before a shamefast man favor shall go forth. Rise up betimes, and be not the last, get you home quickly and loiter not, there take your pastime, and do what is in your heart, and sin not by proud speech, and for these things bless him that made you, and gives you to drink freely of his good things. He that fears the Lord will receive his discipline, and those who seek him early shall find favor. He that seeks the law shall be filled therewith, but the hypocrite shall stumble thereat. They that fear the Lord shall find judgment, and shall kindle righteous acts as a light. A sinful man shuns reproof, and will find a judgment according to his will. A man of counsel will not neglect a thought, a strange and proud man will not crouch in fear, even after he has done a thing by himself without counsel. Do nothing without counsel, and when you have once done, repent not. Go not in a way of conflict, and stumble not in stony places. Be not confident in a smooth way. And beware of your own children. In every work trust your own soul, for this is the keeping of the commandments. He that believes the law gives heed to the commandment, and he that trusts in the Lord shall suffer no loss.